I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. My husband and I like to walk in the mornings. We have a goal of 8,000 steps every weekday, but we do most of that early in the day before we get too busy or too tired. We have found this daily discipline valuable in several ways. It's good for our health, and it's good for us, something we do together that connects and unites us. Throughout the Bible, the Lord talks to us about our walk. It begins in Genesis, where we read that God himself walked in the garden with Adam and Eve. As in all things, he initiates this relationship. In Genesis 5:24, we read about Enoch, who walked with God until God took him. This reference is not about a physical exercise, but a manner of life. Enoch moved forward in his life with God. They traveled together. Enoch was with God. He stayed near, near in relationship, near in proximity, and near in position. Hebrews 11:5 says that Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Enoch's walk was pleasing to God, but we do not know much else about what this walk was exactly. However, the Word of God does not leave us without clear instructions. When the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, he began to instruct them in the ways that they should walk. Exodus 16:4 gives us one of the first examples. The people needed food, and they grumbled, and they complained to Moses about it. And the Lord instructed Moses about his provision of manna. The people had to go out each day and gather enough for that day only. And he said, God said, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instructions. The Lord's people were not good at this walking with him. They had to learn to trust in God's provision. They had to learn to make the choice to follow his instructions every day. It is a choice we also must make, to travel with God according to his plan and provision day by day. The Lord warned his people in Leviticus 18:3 to not walk in the ways of other nations like Egypt and Canaan. Here the reference is to the doings of these nations, their deeds, their pursuits, their transactions, and their work. This is another lesson that we also need to heed in our daily walk with God. There are doings, deeds, and pursuits, and transactions, and works in our world around us that are not in accord with a life pleasing to the Lord. In Deuteronomy 10:12-13, the Lord gives a very clear commandment. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today for your good. Father in heaven, let our walk be pleasing to you today. May we walk with you. May we follow you and do your will. Help us to not do the works of this world, but to serve you, love you, and keep your words today. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.